Talking today with Mike Schulte, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, it's June, wheat harvest 2020. You've obviously had a chance to make some contacts, and we finally have really gotten a good first swath of wheat in.
Yes, so we are rolling across the state of Oklahoma from the Oklahoma-Texas border on up into central Oklahoma, as far north as areas of Bison and Marshall. So moving forward, I think if we can continue to get 4 or 5 days of dry weather, I think we'll be harvesting from both ends of the state, and things are looking better as we move further north. Certainly not going to be the crop we thought we were going to have prior to the late freezes on April 15th. And we certainly are seeing a lot of damage, a lot of freeze damage in southwest, south central Oklahoma. Certainly going to impact producers in that region. But I'm hopeful as we get north, things are starting to look better. And if we can get it out, it's not going to be a complete total loss for the state.
So are you starting to get any feel on some early yields?
So in southwest Oklahoma, overall, we're hearing a lot of averages anywhere from 15 to maybe 25 bushels per average. There are some instances where you have an occasional field that will make in the low to mid 30s, and a lot of that was just dependent on planting date, moisture at the right time, and variety. As we move into central Oklahoma, where we have really started seeing a lot of harvest take place around the Okarchee, Piedmont, and Kingfisher area, we are hearing of really decent yields, a lot of mid-40s to mid-50s. Test weights extremely high. Test weights actually doing extremely well across the state, even in the region of southwest and south central Oklahoma, where we did have that freeze damage. They've been holding up. That's not to say that we don't have a couple that are reported in the mid-50s here and there, but I'm hopeful in that region we're going to see an average of 59 to 60 pounds per bushel. And as we move into central Oklahoma, into the northern region, so far we're hearing a lot of 62 to 64 pound test weight wheat.
What does that translate into as far as, is there some value to the farmer if he gets that type of a test weight?
Certainly, it translates into the mass of the crop that's available, how it's going to function and perform. A heavier test weight is generally going to correlate with a higher yield. And so by having more grain in that kernel, it's going to be a greater value to the miller and baker, and certainly what they're looking for. A lot of times if we have higher test weights, due to the way the crop grows and having the perfect fill weather, if that crop doesn't stress, sometimes we do see lower protein numbers. That certainly has been a concern in the central and northern region of the state. We have had protein reports coming in. Those reports are coming in all across the board. We've had anything ranging from 8 to 12.5. However, when I talk with elevator managers so far on what has been taken in, we're hopeful that we're going to be at that 11 to 11.5% protein range. So certainly not a loss when you're talking about the quality attributes out there. If we had an average of an 8 or 10, that certainly would be something we would need to be concerned about. Millers and bakers, they really like to see the 12 to 12.5. But if we come in at 11.5, we're going to be able to find a way to blend this crop, certainly with some of the higher proteins that are out there. And I think we're going to see advantages for that from this region.
So we've had several days of harvest now under our belt. We obviously got some rains that slowed us down, and so there's been some moisture issues as well. What are you thinking? We've got maybe 8 or 10% of the crop, or maybe a little bit more harvested?
I would say we're right at that 8% number. Certainly in southwest Oklahoma, we're not going to have as much harvested because a lot of it has been laid down for hay. A lot of it has been abandoned. In fact, in Granfield, I think if we can continue through the weekend with the next 4 or 5 days, I think harvest will pretty much be wrapped up around the Granfield and Altus area. There is a region in the state, as you get, like on up into Lawton and Apache regions, the crop just really is not ready yet. They've taken in a couple loads at Apache as of this morning. They're really hopeful that by Friday, if we continue with the hot, dry weather, we'll be able to move forward in that region. And the same would really go just what we're hearing around Hinton and Sentinel and Rocky. They are taking in wheat at Sentinel and Rocky right now, but it's really been a slow go because producers on what they're able to harvest on their earlier wheat, they're pulling into some fields and the moisture's just not ready.
So it's a case-by-case basis.
yes, case by case basis. And we have heard of some test sampling that was taken in last night up at Pond Creek, came in at 19% moisture. So certainly I think a couple more days, but if it turns off hot and dry, I think that producers on the Kansas-Oklahoma line are hopeful that they'll be maybe harvesting on Sunday or Monday.